Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, I so much do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us and being part of this. Being part of the solution. Because that's what I want. You need to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you know what? I don't know. You're part of the problem. I used to say it a long time ago, and I meant it so much. You're part of the problem. Because if you don't push back, I'm not talking about taking a sword out there and you know, fighting the fight in that sense. There are so many other ways to fight this fight. There's so many other ways to get involved in making sure that your rights aren't trampled all over. But you got to do something about it. You actually have to do something. Oh, my God. You actually have to do something. You have to do something. De Blasio, I don't know if some of you caught this. This is Sandy Gibbs' favorite... I was going to say favorite mayor, but he's really Xander Gibbs' favorite person to make fun of, and I don't blame him. He's easy to make fun of. I mean, the guy would be so happy with a total socialist scenario. He wouldn't know what to do with himself. So, you know, de Blasio comes out, and he's irritated because, you know, there's a piece that was written, I think it was a New York Times last week, and de Blasio, you know, they said if it wasn't for Christians, that this thing wouldn't be as bad as it is. All right? Are you listening? Do you hear what I'm saying? So if it wasn't for Christians, this thing would not be as bad as it is. Wow. Wow. I mean, don't blame the Chinese. The Dems are great at this. Remember, I called them the party of non-responsibility. They take responsibility for nothing. Nothing is their fault. Everything is everybody else's fault. Even after, remember, this is the guy who told people to go to plays, to get out, you know, go through all of New York, you know, because there was nothing wrong. This was a fake thing that President Trump was making happen. And then all of a sudden he's blaming President Trump for not moving fast on this very serious issue on the coronavirus. This guy, you know what? It has to be. It has to be a mental issue. It has to be. I can't come up with any reason here. Take a listen. I think you'll enjoy this as much as I did. But I'm not enjoying it because I'm right. I'm enjoying it because it shows you they're idiots. All right. You know what helps? It helps when you turn the sound on. Okay? So let's let me see. Unmute. There you go. Right there. All right. Take a listen. Here he goes. Come on, you can do this.
Everyone has been instructed that if they see worship services, they will go to the officials of that congregation. They'll inform them they need to stop the services and disperse. If that does not happen, they will take additional action up to the point of fines and potentially closing the building permanently.
Now, why would you have to close the building permanently? Just a question. You take the fines, you get in their face, they broke the law. We're not supposed to break the law as Christians unless you're, you know, you go against our law, unless you go against God's law. Right? I mean, we don't have to honor abortions. You don't have to agree with abortions. I don't even want to pay for them. I shouldn't have to pay for them. None of my tax dollars, not a nickel of it, should go towards it. But, you know, he is dictatorial. This is what they want. This is not the government helping you. How do you explain these things when you have churches and people of faith? I can only speak to the Christian community because I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a whatever. I've seen miracles in my life happen. Yes, I've seen God move miraculously in such a fashion where you're left scratching your head. You know, I love you guys that you don't have, you think faith is a thing or religion is just a thing and whacktoids believe in it and therefore, you know, someday I'll tell the story in the show. You want to talk about miracles? You want to talk about a God? I ran over my son in a utility truck when he was 18 months old. Now think about that. When I say utility truck, I'm talking about an electrical plumbing, you know, one of those trucks where they have all the fittings and all the other stuff. Okay? Ran him over. We actually ran him over twice, but again, I have to tell more of the story to get to that. And there isn't enough time. And by the time he spent 3 days in the hospital bleeding internally, because, you know, doctors can't talk about God, right? Big indentation in his chest. Scabs all over the place. And what's the doctor say? You know what? You didn't hit the kid. You didn't do any of that. You know what happened? You probably just, you know, shoved him with your bumper. That's what happened. You hit him with your bumper, and he's fine. And you go, oh, my God, you people, really? Are you serious about this? And when I gave glory to God, when I said, you know what, because we've been praying over it, the thing I did was really stupid. I should have just, anyway, again, I know there's a lot more to that story. But the bottom line is this. I give glory to God for that. The doctor said that they were so concerned about him. They were so concerned about the situation that they sent him to a children's hospital because the regular hospital said, we can't. Now, when the hospital says this to you about your child, if you don't get nervous, you're brain dead. But they said, hey, we we can't do anything for him. So we're going to send him to the other hospital. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Romero joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, you know, part of the solution, really. You know, if you don't get involved in the conversation, you will never be part of the solution, period. So get involved, get engaged, and actually do something. I know that's kind of weird, but actually do something. Anyway, I always love when I have this guy on with me. Dr. Gerard Lamero joins me. Lately, it's almost been every other week because with all the stuff that's going on with the coronavirus, it's almost like it's the only thing. It's almost like it is the only thing in the news, isn't it, Doctor?
It certainly is a big one. I mean, we've all but forgotten that Biden and Sanders are fighting it out to get the nomination for the Democratic at the Democratic convention. We pretty much see Donald Trump giving us a briefing every day on what he's doing, and boy, has he marshaled the resources of the country for fighting this virus and done a good job. But yeah, you're right. This is the topic of the day because everybody's pretty much sheltered at home.
Right.
And in some places, like we hear today, Washington, D.C. wants to actually give up to a $5,000 fine and jail sentence to people who are caught on the street in Washington, D.C., of all places.
I
wonder if they'll accidentally arrest Nancy Pelosi.
Hey, oh, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
You know, seriously, I mean, but these, really, this is getting out of hand. You've got Bill de Blasio talking about not only shutting down churches, houses of worship, but actually going in during services and dragging people out of there and finding people and that kind of stuff. I mean, how does he really think that's going to go over? I mean, look at what they're doing. Every civil liberty you have, they're trying to curtail in the name of this virus. But look, you're the doctor. I'm not. I'm sitting here saying, I've barely been out of high school. These numbers don't make sense to me. This, my science teacher would send me back to redo the test, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I do know modeling. That is what my PhD is in. And I also have a National Science Foundation postdoctoral fellowship. And modeling is my field. That's what I do. And you know that I do presidential election models, but I do a lot of other models and have done a lot over the course of my career. And I even have my own coronavirus model that I did. It's not as big a scale. I don't have a staff of 50 statisticians to really, you know, crunch the numbers quite the way some of these places do. But let me tell you this. My original small model, modest model, I'll say it's modest, and that said that 80% probability we would peak in the virus between mid-April, mid-May, April 15th to May 15th, I told people on lots of radio shows. And now some of the big models, the ones that the CDC look at very carefully, they're saying we're probably going to peak in about 2 weeks. Well, guess what that is? That's around April 15th, which is what I predicted. And they said in some places it'll probably be May 1st when it peaks. And, of course, when it peaks, it means that's when you have the maximum number of people affected, and then it starts going down each day. You don't get more and more and more. It starts leveling out, as these viruses always do, just a case of exactly when. And from all the data I had put my hands on, it looked like it would be April 15th and May 15th would peak. And then shortly thereafter, you can start reopening with a lot of confidence that it isn't going to cause a massive pandemic, further. You know, it's not going to be this disastrous thing.
Right.
You know, there was one model done by the Imperial College over on the other side of the pond, as they say, over in the UK. And it said initially that Great Britain would have 510,000 deaths, and the U.S. would have 2.2 million deaths from this virus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then, guess what? They got a little pushback, and they said, well, you know, we didn't include one variable, so they turned the knob on one variable, and it dropped to 20,000 deaths from 510,000 in Great Britain, and in the U.S., it dropped down to some much lower number, which is almost like what you usually get with a flu. And so, you know, why do people put out these grandiose, huge numbers if it's that sensitive? You know, they change one variable in the model, and they get totally different answers.
I know.
So, you know, you have to be so careful when you hear models. Just another one I'll give you that's political is the global climate change. Boy, if there's any model that is political, certainly is that, because they're using that to try to take over the energy industry in this country. And I think it's another bogus model.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I got to tell you something. I don't know if you've noticed, but there are more and more articles out the last few days on how clean the air is in some of the major cities across the country, New York, Los Angeles, and so forth. Don't tell me for a second, okay, that this hasn't got something to do with these global warming cooling freaks. That they're gonna say, see, we told you that you're polluting the air, and if we'd stop driving our cars, if we'd stop doing A, B, and C, then look at how much cleaner the air is and how much better our lives our children will have, right?
Yeah, well, they may say that, and it may be true. By the way, Wuhan, China, you know, that's a pretty polluted country, China. And they actually had clean air, some pictures of clean air. So it was a shock for them, too, to see real oxygen in China.
Yeah, I you know, to me, again, I barely made it out of high school, but if you put less of the pollutants in the air, of course the air is going to be cleaner. However, okay, to use this as a way to say let's shut down the airline industry, cars, and everything else, it's totally irresponsible on the part of some of these nut jobs that are out there.
And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, you know, flew in from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. on the verge of the voting for that stimulus package, which is a whole other topic. But one of the things she was trying to put into the bill was some of the parts of the Green New Deal that AOC wanted. So, you know, she was trying to, you know, get all the pet projects of the left-wing folks like AOC to get in that bill.
Yep. No question about it. We all saw it, you know. Yeah, it's quite irritating. It's quite irritating. I just don't get it. I don't understand it, and I don't know how you push back on it. I know it sounds like I'm a defeatist, but I'm not. I really mean it. I don't know how you push back on it unless you keep calling them out for every prediction they've made that's wrong from the 70s all the way through to recent. I just saw another scientist from. I think he was from England. He come up and said, hey, this thing has peaked. It's on its way down. It's almost over. He's predicting another 2 or 3 weeks as well that this thing will be over and done with.
I'm glad everybody's agreeing with me. I put out my prediction a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I do think it's peaking in April, the middle of April, right around Easter. I think it'll peak and start going down, and then we can start opening things up. And by the way, I think we closed down way too much for this virus, because the normal virus has about 60 to 80,000 people, sometimes less.
We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't see your house. Don't go far. Dr. Romero's going nowhere. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump inviting CEOs of America's top companies, including Jockey and Honeywell, to speak at the daily White House briefing about their contributions during the coronavirus crisis. At the event in the Rose Garden, the president calling on CNN's Jim Acosta during the Q&A period.
What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong?
And I do want them to stay calm, and we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away, and it will go away, and we're going to have a great victory. And it's people like you and CNN that say things like that. It's why people just don't want to listen to CNN anymore. You could ask a normal question. The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. I don't want panic in the country. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player. But you know what? I don't want to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and other places you might be able to get the show. And I really mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on a regular basis. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, and I always appreciate his time with us. I mean, seriously, he has been a friend of and guest of the show for years now, and I always appreciate his insight. And again, he's not a guessing kind of guy. He uses modeling. We're familiar with modeling. And we're hearing how the modeling of the left is taking a nosedive. Right, Doctor?
Well, there are quite a few models that seem to have overestimated how bad this pandemic would be. And one has to wonder if there's any motives behind these large numbers.
You know, I can't think of any reason. Why would they put us in such a panic like this?
Very simply. You know? It's quite simple, at least my point of view. They couldn't get Trump on Russian involvement in the election. That was bogus, a hoax, an attempted coup, and the evidence is widespread and widely known. Then they tried Ukraine. You know, the Ukraine phone call. Here's a simple phone call that there's nothing going wrong, and they tried to make that into an impeachable offense. And that didn't work, and he's still popular president. The only thing left going into the election with this fantastic economy was, is there some way you can talk down the economy? And I would expect they were going to say bad things about the economy, but actually shutting down the economy works even better than saying it's a bad economy. You have no economy when, you know, believe it or not, one of my colleagues who does a lot of analysis on the radio around the country, she did a really interesting study that showed that the states that had the biggest lockdowns and everything, they're almost all run by governors that are Democrats.
Yep.
And I mentioned to you off air how my understanding is that the Michigan governor, before working as governor, worked for George Soros. And she particularly, apparently, was quoting the model that was put out by the people who were formerly Hillary Clinton supporters. And they have a model out that was pretty much one of those ones about worry and panic and, you know, give these big numbers that everybody worries about. And so, you know, the media picked up on some of those models, and they sound terrible, of course.
Of course. They, and the more they make it sound, you know,
it's like a crisis.
Yes, yeah. I was just telling, you know, somebody in the first hour about how Italy admitted to the fact that they have, that they blew this thing. Okay, they blew it because of political correctness. They blew it because they didn't get out in front of it. A whole bunch of reasons.
Well, plus they're a socialist country. They have socialized medicine. You don't expect it to work very well.
I was going to get to that and say, and besides, how's that socialized medicine working out for you? I mean, think about
it
China,
never works.
Italy. I mean, we've got that whole list of socialized medicine where they're having trouble right now, right?
Absolutely. I mean, socialized medicine, single payer, Medicare for all, whatever you call it, doesn't matter. The government's in charge of everybody's health, and guess what? They can't do it.
No.
It's worse than getting a driver's license. They do a worse job.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. And I don't know why people, you know, every time somebody brings up single-payer health care to me and about the government getting more involved in our lives and fixing things and helping us, I use two letters. Really? How's the VA working out for our guys?
Well, actually, under Trump, it's gotten better.
Yeah.
But you know what I use as an example? The people who have heart problems in China and Canada are, you know, northern neighbor,
right,
and they have to wait 6 months to get emergency surgery, and they come down to the U.S. and pay for it because they need the surgery. They don't want to die.
Well, there are many that actually make the trip to the U.S. To get surgery as a whole, don't they? Because they can get it faster here. They can get what they need. And it's not, you know, let's get something clear. It's not necessarily that the doctors are better or the facilities are better. It's the mere fact that you can't get in, right?
Well, it's the mere fact that they have facilities. You know, in other words, we have the capacity to handle people. We can take somebody and do a surgery the next day.
Right.
And right now we're showing the world what kind of facilities we have, even if you face a pandemic, because look at New York City. They've got a nice little tent city in Central Park. I've been to Central Park, and that was put up by the Sinai Hospital and Samaritan's Purse, which is a private charity, Christian charity. And we also have that nice Comfort ship, the U.S. Naval ship,
right,
Comfort, that has, what, about 1,000 staff, medical staff, and it has operating rooms. It's got everything you can name. And we're putting up hospitals all over the place just in case some of these numbers actually come true. I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of respirators we don't need.
Well, I agree with you. And we've been doing stories about some of these cities and even states that had the respirators, gave them away, had some of the stuff, gave them away. I mean, we're reading stories. I don't know how true they are. I'm not one of those guys that says, okay, I read it, it must be true. But we're reading stories on how the test kits from China were bad, were wrong. And even, what is it, Finland today decided?
Yes,
we're not taking anything from China because, we, you know, basically, we don't trust them.
Yeah, and by the way, there's something most people may miss, and I want to mention it so listeners think about it. You know, the fact is that we may be onto a cure for this thing, because it turns out that the hydrochloroquine, it's a little hard with those big words, you know, those big medical terms. That drug, along with Z-Pak, those two drugs together have been used anecdotally. They're not in formal 10-year-long studies. We don't have 10 years to study it. But they seem to be curing people left and right. People take it. A few days later, they're better. 5 days later, 8 days later, they go home from the hospital cured. And so we may not even have to wait for vaccine. We may just have to start, you know, giving more people these drugs when they start looking like they have bad symptoms. And, of course, the people have no symptoms. 97% of people, the current numbers look like 97% of people that get this virus are going to have a mild case. It's only 3%. Typically, people who are compromised with other health issues have the bad cases.
See?
But we've got a solution. And I heard Trump say today about how many millions of tablets of this anti-malaria drug they're producing right now. I mean, lots of drugs. We're going to have tons of stuff across the country.
There's a couple things that have happened here on the positive side of things, if we could pull a positive out of this. One is the American populace has realized the dependence now on China for drugs and other things, you know, whether it's the machines or what have you. That government, not government, but these independent large corporate, you know, those nasty, mean, larger corporations like the MyPillow guy and so many others have voluntarily, without being asked to, turn their factories into making the masks and the gowns and the things that our medical people use. So we've proven that these people don't, you don't have to take over like Bernie the Sanders wanted to. You don't have to take over these companies and get them to do things. They're more than happy to help out their fellow Americans. That's what makes the U.S. unique, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. This perceived crisis, I do not think this was a crisis, but this perceived crisis actually highlights what a wonderful system we have, how our constitutional republic, our rule of law, our economic system based on freedom and capitalism works phenomenally well. I would think people in Italy are going to want to have a capitalist system like ours when this is all over. I think everybody's going to want to live in a country this great that can mobilize these amounts of money and these resources to just tackle any problem. I was really dumbfounded listening to Trump in his cabinet, where he had all these people from Federal Express, UPS, and he starts talking to them and saying, we've got a problem over here. What are we going to do to solve it? I want this solved. And he said, oh, we're going to work on that right away. We'll get on that. You know, it's like, yeah, he's really good at marshaling resources to solve a problem. I don't think those other countries have seen anything like the way America tackles the problem. No, I think it's great, and I also think what you said, I'm going to reinforce what you said, America sees that we were too dependent on China for medical needs. We are now energy independent. We need to be medical supplies independent as well, and you know what? We will be. Tom Cotton, Senator, has introduced a bill already to make us independent for medical supplies and drugs, all those things, because we need to be independent. I think it was a mistake for China to threaten us. Their official news agency threatened withholding drugs to the U.S. in this crisis. And to do that, to hold that over our heads, they're going to lose a lot of business from us.
No question. So when we come back, I want to talk numbers with you because you're a numbers guy. And I want to get into the real numbers of what's going on with the virus, whether it's worldwide or here in these United States. We'll talk in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, hey, holiday mambo, mambo Italian.
We are back.
Mambo, mambo.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. I've been remiss in not giving out his website and telling you a little bit more about it, but Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does from time to time. You want to head over to his website, greatnewsforamerica.com. Greatnewsforamerica.com, his latest book, Real World Socialism, okay, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. My God, no kidding. At a level we've never seen before. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me.
Oh, happy to be with you.
All right, so I was telling you during the break, I said, look, help me figure this out, because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, and I'm looking at these numbers as they prop up, as people are saying to me, worldwide, we now are up to 785,000 confirmed cases, right? That's people who simply test positive for the virus itself. Now, they're telling us this is 10% of the people tested, which means the other 90% of the people don't have the virus or signs of the virus, okay? And 10% of these 785,000 people actually have active symptoms, you know, sniffles, cough, having a hard time breathing, that kind of stuff. And up to this point, to the point the show was on, about 38,000 people have died. Now, these are worldwide numbers. Is this an epidemic, number one? And number two is, when you have that many millions of people that have been tested, I just don't understand why the red flags are up all over the place.
Well, they've decided that it's the crisis du jour. You know, in my book, Real World Socialism, and in my study of socialism for my career, because I always did that as well, you know, the political aspects and
right.
the modeling for that, it turns out that crisis is something that socialists use to gain power. It's part of their model. There are all sorts of scares and crises. They govern by crises, you know, like the obesity crisis. We've got to cut out sugar. And it's always they've got to control what you do. You can't put sugar in your drinks. You can't put, you know, whatever, aloe on apples. I don't know if you remember that scare. Cranberries. You remember the year you couldn't have cranberry sauce with your turkey for Thanksgiving? That was another big crisis. It goes on and on. But at any rate, to talk about the numbers, it's a little bit on the complex side, so you have to bear with me a little. It turns out that not every country, or even every state, records things exactly the same way.
Right.
So that's the first thing that throws things slightly off kilter. But then the next thing is, in many places, including many places in the U.S. today, you would not get tested unless you actually have, you're symptomatic. You know, you actually, you know.
Right.
Now, you may not have enough to put you in the hospital. You may not have enough to give you a respirator. But you have enough symptoms to where they're suspicious. And some of the, you know, where they say, you know, number of cases that recorded this today in New York City is 5,000 or whatever they say. It turns out that if you had a friend, a close friend that had tested positive, and you're like essentially at risk of getting it, they go ahead and count that as a case.
What? God, come
okay.
on.
No, I'm serious. No, there are a lot of places in the U.S. where that's what's done. If you happen to be, you know, in the same room with somebody who had it, they consider that close enough where you probably have the virus. Now, maybe you've got, you know, one virus in your system and you'd officially test positive, but they count it even before they do the test. They assume that you've got it. And of course, as we do more and more testing, they may get away from that. So at least you should really be symptomatic or something. You just can't, you know, I mean, everybody who looks at somebody else doesn't catch the disease. So you've got that going on. Initially, we thought that 80% of the folks who get this virus get mild cases. We now, going through all these miscellaneous issues with the numbers, believe that 97% of people do not get a serious case. It's only 3% that get a serious case, but those who die are probably now substantially below 1%. And see, when it gets really high, some of the real true pandemics in the past have had numbers much larger than 1%. So here, it may be a half a percent, 0.8 of 1%. And so those are the ones who are actually going to die from it. And, of course, if you give everybody a ventilator, you know, in a lot of these foreign countries, they don't have that kind of, you know, especially if they have socialist medicine, socialized medicine. We may get a lot of them recouping. The other thing is, if it turns out that the anti-malarial drug plus the Z-Pak together cures almost 100% of people, we're not going to have a big death rate either. So, all in all, don't try to make, you know, the numbers work out perfectly right, because there are a lot of assumptions going in here that appear to me, and it looks like most of the models that I've studied, other than my own, and that, because I try not to overstate things, but they've really overstated. They're using assumptions that overstate what really is going to happen. And, you know, even Dr. Fauci, who I think is trying to be very objective, he may be a little bit on the gloomy side, too, because he said we may ultimately have 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. Well, let's just say he's a little pessimistic, and let's say 100,000 turns out. That's not a whole lot different than what we normally get. I think the last 12 months we had 80,000 people die of the regular flu. You know, and so if we did get to 100,000, that's almost like a typical year. I mean, we can get anywhere from 12,000 to 80,000 in a typical year. And by the way, just to put some perspective on these numbers, let's take the state of California, where your show is originating from.
Right.
Every day in California, 700 people die. Do you know how many people die from coronavirus in California every day?
Yeah, maybe seven.
Two.
Probably not
Two.
Even that much. Right?
Two. At least the last time I checked, two.
Well, listen, I had done some numbers.
700 are going to die anyway.
Yeah. Well, I've done some numbers earlier in the show. I'll throw just a couple of them by you that you don't hear about anymore, and I don't know why. Tuberculosis, right? Over 3,000 people die a day from tuberculosis. Hepatitis B, 2,500 almost. Pneumonia, which I was surprised to hear this number.
Pneumonia is a big thing.
Bigger. When I was a kid, I got pneumonia twice. Who knew it was a killer? 2,300 a day die. HIV AIDS, 2,100. I mean, the things that you never even think about as being around malaria. Over $2,000 a day? Are we serious?
And, of course, we don't want to see people die from corona or from anything, for that matter. But we do have to be realistic when we shut down the entire country and you know, do the kinds of things we're doing that it's really necessary. And I personally have thought from the beginning this is overkill. Literally, to kill the economy for the sake of trying to prevent death. I know everybody, we don't want anyone to die. I totally agree with that. But with the flu, that happens. It's part of reality. It's happened over the years. And it happens every year. People get their flu shot and still you have 70,000, 60,000 people die from the flu.
That was my next question for you. Okay, now we're starting to hear, and this, I'm going to tell you, it scares me, or concerns me, I should say. I was hearing about this herd mentality. Unless everybody gets the virus when they finally come up with it. I mean, talking about making a pharmaceutical company rich. Unless everybody gets the virus, the shot, this isn't going to work. And I'm thinking, that goes.
That's not true.
Thank you. This herd mentality.
It's not true because people get immunity just because they've been exposed to it and they develop their own antibodies to it.
Right.
It happens all the time. Lots of people have it. You don't have to get the virus, you know, the particular vaccine in question. And also, they could give you the wrong vaccine. It may not be the popular virus that year. It may be some other virus that's flying around that decides to take over your body. So, no. By the way, this virus is so close to some other viruses, even though they think it's novel, meaning new, and it's never been around. There's some indications in some countries that have especially low infection rates that their population was exposed to it last year and may have built up some antibodies. So it could be that we have in this U.S., because a lot of Americans fly overseas and pick up things, and we may actually have, thinking we're going to come down with a novel virus that's never hit us before, we may have had it last year. You know, people had a very strange virus, what was it, October, November, affected a lot of people's lungs and stuff.
Right.
Who's to say? And the only reason I say that's a possibility is not just to say something, but to say because certain countries do not have a big infection rate. They've only got a handful of people. So why did that population been able to, you know, not get it?
Yep.
And other places, you know, somebody flies in. We had somebody, I'm in Colorado, listeners may know that I live in Colorado. We had somebody fly in from Italy and go skiing up in our mountains, and a whole bunch of people that he apparently encountered came down with corona. He came down with it, too. And so he may have been the first one to bring it to Colorado. So traveling is one way you get it. And why is it that certain countries have very little infection, but we seem to have a lot in New York and a few places?
I haven't got a clue, but listen, I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate you coming on and giving us all this information. Always a great to have you with us. Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, we got a bunch of stories I want to talk about. And no, they're not all about the coronavirus, I promise. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Oh, all right. I appreciate you coming on with short notice, as you always do. And I appreciate